Hello, Nina Marata with the top stories from ABC News. The music world is paying tribute to Australian guitarist Malcolm Young, who co-founded the pioneering rock group AC/DC. Young has died in Sydney surrounded by family. He was 64. He had been suffering from dementia. Greens leader Richard Di Natale has outlined an ambitious plan to expand the party's one lower house seat to 25 over the next generation. Addressing the party's national conference, Dr. Di Natale listed a number of federal Labor seats he believes could fall to the Greens. It follows the party's surprise win in the Victorian seat of Northcote this weekend. In New South Wales, former Premier Christina Keneally has officially launched her own campaign for the by-election in the seat of Bennelong. She was joined in Sydney by Bill Shorten. Ms Keneally said she was confident Labor would defeat MP John Alexander, who was forced to resign because of his dual national status. And Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou says he hasn't decided yet if he will coach the side at next year's World Cup in Russia. The 52-year-old is reportedly considering walking away from the role. Postecoglou says he'll sit down with the FFA this week. The Socceroos aren't scheduled to play again until next year.